Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced this week that 21 states will receive grants through the Biofuel Infrastructure Partnership to help provide access to more renewable fuels for American drivers.
This will lead to more E15, E85, E30 being sold in 21 states across the United States. This $100 million that's being provided by USDA will be matched dollar for dollar by partners in the 21 states being awarded these resources. So that will create a nearly $200 million investment in pump expansion. We believe, based on preliminary information, that nearly 5,000 new pumping systems will be installed as a result of this resource. Our $100 million investment will, I think, nearly double the number of pumping systems that are currently available throughout the U.S.
Vilsack says there are a number of organizations working in partnership with USDA to increase the number of fueling stations for higher blends of ethanol in a variety of locations.
That's one of the good news stories here, that the 21 states that are applying for these and are receiving these resources are all over the country. They are in the Midwest, but they're also in the Southeast. They're also in the Southwest. And that's, you know, that's a, I think it's a positive sign. In fact, the state that has the potentially the highest numbers of potential expansion opportunities are Texas and Florida.
In making the announcement, Vilsack also challenged conclusions in an oil industry report about the RFS released this week.
Petroleum industry and a research project that it helped to fund suggested, I think, in a preposterous way, that fuel prices could potentially go up to $92 a gallon if the RFS were supported fully and completely. It is hard for me to understand the legitimacy of such an outrageous claim, but it does, I think, underscore the importance and significance of the opportunity that the biofuel industry presents to the country, to consumers, to producers, and to job seekers.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.